Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, you know who it is. It's your boy, Mr. Rose. DJ, can you fade us all the way out so we can talk to the people? Thank you, good DJ. It is May 18th, 2023, episode number 126. Folks, you are going to have to accept my apologies. The last couple of months since March, since Carnival in February, I have not been as consistent as I have usually been with our podcast and jumping on here and putting out content. And it is a space that I will be getting back to our regular scheduled program, you know, two episodes a week. Usually get about six per month, unless I'm feeling frisky that month, then you know you get more. But on average, we do two a week. We're going to be getting that. We're going to be getting back to that very, very soon. For sure. June, we're getting back to our two episodes a week. We only had one episode this month. That was way back on May 3rd. Then we had two episodes in April. But you know what? Nonetheless, we have content pumping out at a ridiculously high rate. Listen, 2023 has by far been the absolute busiest year by far. But even in that busyness, I don't like to make excuses. I like to have my content put my content out there because it also helps me. Like everything that I'm going through, the work that I'm doing offline and the things that I see, usually when I get to put out content and for it, it really helps me go back and analyze a lot of the things that I'm doing offline, right? That's what always keeps me putting out content, because it just helps me process a lot of things that I'm doing online. Allows me to share, you know, my observations, thoughts, things that I'm doing or working on or whatever with you guys. And then anything you can take from the podcast episodes, you can take and then, you know, throw away the rest that you don't need, right? But we're going to be getting back to regular schedule program come June. I absolutely promise you that, right? Now, today's episode, this is one of those episodes where I don't have nothing written down. I actually had a plan for what I wanted to do with this episode. And then I woke up, started drinking some tea, and a question popped into my head. And I feel like I want to explore that question a bit more. And, you know, the actual episode that I had planned out, you know, I'll probably drop that over the weekend, or I'll drop it on Monday. That'll definitely be the next episode, because I do have one. I did have an episode planned that I wanted to dive into today. But man, this question that came up during this morning's tea, I feel like, you know what, I wanna dive into it, right? Now, here's the question. Are brand photo shoots important in 2023? Are brand photo shoots important in 2023? And the reason why this question came up is scrolling through LinkedIn, a little bit of Instagram, and I'm seeing some people pushing, hey, come get your brand photo shoots and whatnot. I have no issue with that, right? What I started to think about is halfway through 2023, what are you using your brand photo shoots for? All right. I see a lot of people going and getting their professional headshots. Great. Your professional headshots pretty much only ever end up on LinkedIn for the most part. Right. When I look at the people who I have seen and are seeing make a big fuss about, hey, just did my brand photo shoot, worked with this person, worked with that person. It was an amazing experience. You know, the whole tralala. Amazing experience. Oh, my God. Felt vulnerable. This, that, the third. All right, no problem, right? Again, I have no issue with that. But then, as a digital strategist, you have the brand photo shoots. And I start looking at people's brands. Where are these photos going? Where are you utilizing your brand photo shoots? You're spending money on getting everything together for your brand photo shoots because your brand photo shoots costs a piece of money. You got to go get your, you know, men and women, you got to go get your hair. You got to get your hair done. You know, men, if you know, you get a cut, women get their hair done. Women, you know, you're probably going to go get your nails, your feet done and whatnot. You got to go secure your outfits. You got to go secure locations because not everybody's doing it outside. Some people are renting spaces to do their brand shoots and whatnot. No problem. You're getting your outfits. You're getting photographers. Some of you are even getting people who can shoot behind the scenes content for you or whatever, right? And there's a lot that goes into brand photo shoots. But when you get these brand photo shoots done, where are the photos ending up? When I look at the people doing brand photo shoots, especially in the Caribbean, I'm only dealing with people in the Caribbean, right? When I look at people doing brand photo shoots, you're posting them to social media. But there is no social media platform that prioritizes photos, right? No social media platform prioritizes photos anymore. We know that Instagram decided they're gonna try to incorporate, you know, more photos in your feed and whatnot. But again, still no platform prioritizes photos like they once did. So I'm looking at the people who are doing the brand photo shoots. I'm looking. Majority of you don't have a website. All right. Now, if you are doing shoots and you're using the photos to go get to go, you know, beef up your website, it's completely understandable. All right. The majority of you don't have podcasts, so you're not even using the content for, you know, you're not even using the posts for, you know, images for the podcast imagery. You're not blogging, so I could understand if you're using the photos for your blog, your blog featured images. You're not blogging, no website, no podcasts. So where exactly are these images ending up? And when you do post them on your social media, it's absolute minimal engagement, right? Like, let me just pull up. Like, there's a couple of people I'm not going to call names, obviously, but I'm pulling up a few people that I know recently did brand photo shoots. And I'm looking at engagement, 10 likes, 31 likes. No comments. When the comment does happen on the brand photo shoot, it's one or two comments and it's, you look nice, nice shot. So, and looking at some of the other people, again, anywhere from 5 likes to 30 likes on the brand, on the brand imagery. So when I was thinking about that question of, you know, are brand photo shoots important in 2023? It's a yes. Yes, they are. Yes, I do believe that your brand photo shoots are important. But what needs to be asked is, what are you utilizing them for? What is your plan? Because a lot of money and time goes into you doing brand photo shoots. And I feel like the only people who are telling you that you need a brand photo shoot, you need your brand photo shoot, are the people who directly benefit from you doing it. So if you have a branding specialist or a marketing specialist, you know, they're telling you, you need to go do brand photo shoots because they want to direct your brand photo shoot and make money. Your photographers are always going to, your photographer doesn't, it's neither here nor there to them because they're shooting regardless, so they're going to make their money, all right? The people who are promoting brand photo shoots directly benefit from the brand photo shoots. But when you get your images, what is the plan for them? That is really what I want people to start thinking about. What is your plan for your brand photo shoots? Because if you're not, if your only purpose is to post them on social media with some long-winded caption, or maybe you're not even doing that, maybe you just have one or two sentences as you post these pictures, and you're literally getting no engagement on them because, one, you're fighting against the platforms. Platforms are not prioritizing photo content. What exactly is the point of you doing brand photo shoots when there are so many other things you could be doing to build your brand? And because brand photo shoots are being promoted like, hey, you need to have these things done in order to build your brand, and then when the people are doing them, they're not using them in any strategic way. It's just, again, and I know that because I'm looking. Like, when I look, you don't have any other digital assets to say, okay, you did a brand photo shoot because you're looking to do your website, and you're putting these photos on. You have people, and you can, and I don't even want to hear, like, there are people that are going to listen and be like, yeah, but you don't know if they're going to do a website or whatever. I don't even want to hear that, because there are people who have done, like, there are people who I know and I see have done 3 and 4 brand shoots every year for the past 3-4 years. And they still don't have no website. They still don't have no email list. They still don't have no, they're not on a blogging platform. They have no pod. Like, they're not using the photos strategically other than posting them on social media with a long-winded caption for absolute minimal engagement. What exactly is that doing for your brand? Rather than spending that money and spending that time and energy on doing brand photo shoots, there are so many other things that you could be doing that can create bigger impact for your brand. And I really believe that moving forward for the second half of this year and beyond, the people who are promoting that you need brand photo shoots, I also think you need to be educating people on, you know, with the strategy behind your brand photo shoots. Because it can't just be you're getting dolled up to look nice and you're just posting it to social media for negative engagement. You could use your smartphone camera and you could use your smartphone camera and do 100 times more things for no money and create a better buzz for your brand. So when I say, you know, are they worth it? That's really what I'm getting. That's really the point that I'm trying to get to. If you're going to do brand photo shoots, are you thinking about how you are going to utilize these things to help push your brand forward? Because it can't be you are simply using them to give people the impression that, hey, my visuals look good. That must mean I am good in business. And that's what a lot of people are doing. A lot of people equate good visuals to this person must be an expert at what they do. Well, that's not really the case. And the only people getting fooled by that, oh, I come to this person's Instagram. Oh my God, it looks so polished. It looks so professional. They must be good at what they do, are typically the people that don't know better. And the people who don't ask questions, or the people who don't think critically when making decisions about which partners, which businesses to patronize. If you're doing brand photography for your products, hey, go forth. Go forth. You need that, right? You obviously want your products to look good. But I'm talking about, you know, the brand photography where you're taking pictures of yourself and you're not being strategic about it. I personally don't think there is a point to it. And the reason why I say that is because, from 2018 to about 2021, I did about 7 or 8 brand shoots. And I have like 500-600 pictures literally in the bank. Like 500-600 pictures in the bank, right? And I was using all of them for content for events, content for products, content for the website, blog content, email content, podcast images. Like I was using the pictures on so many different assets that it made sense. But since 2021, I have not done. Matter of fact, I didn't even do one in 2021. So the last one I did was December 2020, right before my birthday. In December. That was the last time I did a photo shoot. And the reason I stopped was because by 2021, we're in the pandemic, and everything was video content for social media. Video content for social media. And when it wasn't video content, I was podcasting, I was blogging or whatever the case is, but that's outside of social media. So social media content was pretty much all video content. And at that point, when all you're doing is video content for social media, because the platforms are prioritizing that, you're not even doing photo content anymore. Like you're not even posting any photos. The only time I really post photos is at an event. Like if somebody was doing event photography and caught me at an event or caught me on stage or whatever, things like that. Like, yeah, but like I'm not even doing brand shoots to just go and post those images because there's just better things to do on social media to gain more traction and build your brand. And for me, for somebody who has been doing photo shoots for a while and using the images for a variety of different things, when I look and see the people who are constantly doing brand photo shoots, but you have none of the other digital assets to really distribute or utilize your images in a very strategic manner, you know, what is the point? There's better things that you could be doing. There's a lot more things that you could be doing. And I think that if you are somebody who is a brand strategist or a marketing strategist or even a photographer, I mean, it's not really necessarily the photographer's place to say it, but more so the brand people, you'll start asking people, what are you going to be doing with these images? You want to do a brand shoot. You know, what are you going to be using it for? Some people are just doing it just because they see online that you should. And when they're thinking about content, they don't post any, they don't create or post any content. So the brand photo shoots is all they're going to be posting. A picture, a nice touched up photo with a long-winded caption. And those things aren't doing anything for your brand. Minimal. Minimal for your brand. There's other things you could be doing. And I think that the branding coaches, the branding specialists, whoever, I think you could be doing a better job at guiding people on, you know, other things that they could be doing, or at least at bare minimum, if you're going to be telling these people to do brand shoots, to be more strategic with it. So I'm not saying, no, that they aren't important. They are important, but I just don't think that people are being strategic with their brand photo shoots other than dumping it on social media with long-winded captions, and that's really it. I don't see a purpose in that because, again, there's no social media platform prioritizing photos. And what is this doing for your brand? What is it doing for your brand? What is the ROI on it? There's a lot more things you could be doing to create content to establish your brand that don't require you to go and do a brand photo shoot. Like, I just think that moving forward, if you're doing brand photo shoots, you need to be a heck of a lot more strategic with them. And as long as you have a plan for how you are going to be using your photos, then you're good to go. But you got to have a plan. And for me, there isn't anybody that I know that creates more content than me. From TV, radio, newspapers, blogs, videos, workshops, you know, you name it, email, newsletters, push notifications, you name it, I do it. I literally do everything. And again, for me, there's just been little reason to do brand photo shoots. There's just been little reason because there's so much content to create that just haven't needed to do it, because at the end of the day, there's other things that could be done to net the exact same result as your branded photo shoot. Your branded shoots require your time. They require money. And I just think that you have to be a heck of a lot more strategic with them than just going and doing it and showcasing all the behind the scenes. Oh my God, we're having fun. And the end result is the only thing you're doing with it is just posting it on social media with a long-winded caption. That's all I'm saying. Be more strategic if you are going to be doing brand photo shoots, because your social media platforms are not prioritizing them. And if you do not have a website, you're not blogging, so you're not using these things as featured images. Like, if you're not doing any of those things, then you know, you need to reevaluate why you are doing a branded photo shoot. And this is different from a professional headshot. I think everybody should have a professional headshot, because at least you know your professional headshot is going on your LinkedIn, probably on all of your social media profile platforms. And your professional headshot, you know, if you do get featured in media, we do ask for your headshot. So you always want to have a professional headshot to send over to media when you are being talked about or featured in media. You always want to have that. All right? So your professional headshots, must have. The branded photo shoots, what is your strategy? What is your plan? I want you guys to start thinking about that. Because if it's only to post to social media, I don't see the point. There's other things you could be doing to save yourself time and money. Other things you could be doing to get you better results. And I'd be looking at a lot of, I'd be seeing a lot of content, people doing the branded photo shoots, and again, minimal engagement. And you have nothing else, no other digital channels to say, you know, you're going to be using this for other things. really just is people just posting these photos on social media for minimal. And again, if you're doing a branded photo shoot, you're in business. You're pretty much doing it for your business, right? There's other things you could be doing. That's all I'm saying. So are branded photo shoots important? Yes, but what is your plan? That's all I'm asking. What is your plan? And if you have not thought about it or thought about it like that, because you keep hearing people telling you to do a shoot, hold off. Start thinking about how you can get the most out of this because you are spending your money. Where are you going to be putting these things for you to be able to leverage them to help you build your brand? Blog images, podcast images, email headlines. Again, think about where email header images, sorry, not email headlines, but think about how you're going to be utilizing these images. And don't just be doing a brand photo shoot 3-4 times a year just to post on social media with a long-winded caption. Those days are dead. That was pre-2021. Those days are dead. Right now, you want to survive on social media, you don't got to do branded shoots. You literally just need your phone, turn on your camera, shoot some video, and that's going to do a heck of a lot better for you, for your brand, than the branded shoots. Start thinking about being more strategic, all right? So that was my question for today. I just wanted to kind of dive into that topic, all right? If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget you can rate the podcast. If you're listening from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you can jump and rate the podcast. Don't forget to please drop a review of the podcast. The reviews continue to help grow the Digipreneur FM podcast family all over the world, all right? If you want to learn more about building your digital presence and monetizing your platforms, feel free to check out KeronRose.com, KeronRose.com. Link in the show notes will be there for the website. Don't forget you can stay up to date on all things happening on the Digipreneur FM podcast by visiting Digipreneur.fm, all right? That link for the website is also going to be in the show notes as well. Feel free to follow me over on Kara at Keron Rose, KeronRose, on all social media platforms, LinkedIn, IG, TikTok, Facebook. I'm active on all of them, and we can engage over there, all right? And every single Friday, don't forget, we got the Digital World, we got the Digital World radio show from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM if you're here in Trinidad and Tobago, or you can visit the Freedom 106.5 website and watch the live stream every single Friday. Every Thursday, we got the Digipreneur column in the TNT Newsday. Every Wednesday, we have the Digipreneur column inside the Jamaica Observer, and guess what? Every single Tuesday, we have the Digipreneur Daily segment on CNC3's Morning Brew at 7 a.m. every single Tuesday. So again, even though I haven't been as consistent as I want on the podcast, we have been consistent on every other medium. There's content coming out every single week, and we're going to be getting back full speed ahead with the podcast as well, all right? I really do love the fact that we have really integrated all traditional channels and all the digital channels to build the Digipreneur brand. And every single day, you know, we have things coming on. I'm really happy about that, all right? And the TV segment, again, that's going really well. And again, fun to do. But yeah, just stepping back, I personally, I'm very excited to see just how we have been able to shape this brand to blend both digital and traditional. It's been great. We have been writing for Newsday for over a year now, since January 2022. The radio show Digital World is officially 1 year. It came out last year, May. So Digital World radio show is officially a year. We've been doing that every single Friday since last year, May. That's been dope. And yeah, man, I'm excited. More things are happening. More things are in the works. But Until next time, again, if you want to reach out, social media, email, websites, you guys know the deal, all right? Enjoy the rest of your week. Happy Thursday. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Karan Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.